Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I have the zip code?
Yes, 32405.
What's the zip code again?
32405.
Three, four, four, zero, eight.
I'm sorry?
You said 34408?
No, ma'am. I'm going to say it again. 32405.
I'm sorry.
You can't hear me?
I have you now. May I please have the first and last name?
First name is Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S. Last name is, you ready? Last name is Castillo, that is C as in Charlie, A as in Adam, S as in Sam, T as in Tony, I-L-L-O.
Thank you for that. Could you verify the shipping address, sir?
703 Frederick Street, Panama City, Florida, 32405.
Thank you for the information. I have the Affinity Health Testo Maxgrin. How can I assist you today?
I'm sorry, you have what, ma'am?
I see that the Affinity Testo Maxgrin. How can I assist you today?
Well, I just got a call from my credit card saying you'll charge me $89, and I would like you to back off that charge because I did not authorize that.
Did you dispute the charge?
Ma'am, your company charged me $89 Sunday. And my credit card called me, and I said that was not an authorized charge because I did not authorize that. That's all I'm doing.
Okay, so it's no, you didn't dispute the charge or anything?
Oh, I dispute the charge.
Okay. Well, sir, what happened was you started a trial with us on July the 16th that you paid for the shipping and handling of the mail enhancement products. If you wasn't satisfied with the products, however, within the 14 days of your trial period, you were supposed to contact us to cancel out the account. But you did not contact and cancel out the account. We billed you for the end of the trial charge. But since a dispute is on the account, sir, what I'll do for you is I get your account counsel from this day forward, you will not be billed anymore. In order to receive a refund, you'll have to give us a call back with your bank representative on the line. And if they're willing to drop the dispute, we'll be more than happy to issue the refund.
Ma'am, I am calling you now to please remove the charge from my account.
Sir,
I
cannot.
I am not going to do it. You what, ma'am?
Sir, I cannot remove any charge due to a dispute.
Okay. I guess we'll have to go to court.
I can cancel your account.
Cancel my account, whatever. Don't ever charge my account again.
Yes, sir. And I can go ahead and provide you with your cancellation confirmation. Just let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm not going to pay the $89. I'm just telling you that. I'll cancel my credit card account first.
So we'll issue a refund if you give us if the bank representative give us a call back and willing to drop the dispute.
I don't want a refund. I don't want you to send me any refund because my bank is not going to call. What part of that you don't understand? They told me I just needed to call you to request a cancellation of whatever, back off the charge. That's what my credit card said. I'm with Capital One. I don't have a bank. Okay? If you please, if you want to dispute this, whatever, that's your choice. But I'm telling you, I am doing what I was told by Capital One. Call you and tell you that I'm disputing the charge. If you want to tell me something else, I am sorry. That's the way that works.
Okay. Alrighty. I have the... Okay. I went ahead and canceled your account. Your cancellation confirmation is C as in Charlie 233-9644.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. It's CS and Charlie.
I don't know what you want me to write that down. What am I gonna do with that?
Okay, no, I'll get providing your cancellation.
Okay.
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 It's CS and Charlie 233-9644.
Okay. What am I supposed to do with that number?
Okay, you can keep it. You can keep your cancellation number. It's like a receipt.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so your account has been canceled. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, we'll see you in court, I guess, because you're not going to back off my charge of $89.
Correct.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I'm seeking to call my company, whatever, Capital One, and tell them that you're disputing that it's a legal charge, and I already talked to you, so we're going to do that. Face our tails around, because I'm not doing what you're telling me. I'm not paying so you can send me a check. Sorry. That's not the way that works. That was an unauthorized charge. So. Okay?
Well, your account.
Rob? I don't have an account with you, man.
Okay.
Okay. Is that your final word? You're not going to back up the charge?
Correct.
Okay, well, I'll call Capital One and get me a new card, and you deal with them.
Okay, well, your account has been canceled. Well, it has been canceled, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
I don't have to deal with scammers, okay?
This is a scam. So, really?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Right.